Regardless of the number of IV conditions, the null tested by the ANOVA is all the IV conditions represent populations that have the same mean on the DV. All populations have the same mean on the DV. They're all the same. And remember that hypotheses, both nulls and research hypotheses, are about the population, not the data sample. If you only have two conditions, the F-test is all that you need. There's only three possibilities. Only one of them matches the research hypothesis. We talked a lot the other day about why you might want to have multiple IV conditions, multiple kinds of treatment conditions, multiple kinds of element comparisons, multiple kinds of control conditions. The null is still that the IV conditions all have the same mean, but there are many possible patterns other than the null, and only one of them matches the research hypothesis. And so again, two steps. Do we have a data pattern? Does the data pattern match the research hypothesis? We're going to call the F test now the omnibus F, the overall F. And this is something that you'll see more and more of as we work through more and more complicated models, that there are layers of significance tests. The first one is typically a test of the overall model called the omnibus test. Then we're going to focus first on pairwise comparisons. We're going to look at three different kinds of ways of testing the explicit elements of a research hypothesis. The one that you're most likely to use most often if you stay in ANOVA land is the pairwise comparison, so we're going to put it up first. Pairwise comparisons are specific tests of whether or not each pair of the IV conditions had a mean difference on the DV. Because most of the time, research hypotheses break down to a set of pairwise comparisons. You might say something like, well, this will do the best. Okay. Well, in order to find out if it's the best or not, you have to compare it to each of the others, which is a set of pairwise comparisons. How many pairwise comparisons? There's the formula. It's an ugly little formula, but you'll see it a lot as you move up through more and more complicated statistics. This is the general formula for the number of independent pairs in a set of things. K times K minus 1 over 2. For pairwise comparisons, mostly you can get away with just remembering, if we have three groups, we have three comparisons. And again, this is one of the reasons that multiple groups, designs, and analyses are so attractive. If I have just this, I can only make one comparison. I run two conditions, I get one comparison. I add one more condition, and now I have three pieces of information. And every time I add one more condition, I pick up a whole lot more information. If I decided I needed another experimental or another control condition, I pick up three more comparisons. I add another condition, I pick up four more comparisons. Remember that there are always budgetary and financial constraints. We can't really run every simple study we want to run. We need to gather these things together. We need to be efficient. Also, by being efficient, by running larger designs, we get those replications that we want. Because remember that one slide from Friday. A replication doesn't mean running the condition again. A replication means comparing conditions again. We're not trying to replicate a mean. We're trying to replicate a mean difference. And that means running at least two conditions every time. And so this is a good place to start. Three groups will get you three comparisons, four will get you six, five will get you 10. When you go to the pink things are set up to make sure that you are getting practice with the things that typically confuse people. There are two different questions. When I ask how many pairwise comparisons, I might be asking two different questions. The first one is, how many pairwise comparisons can be computed for this research design? And that's the number, k times k minus 1 over 2. How many pairwise comparisons are possible? But remember, hey, if the design only has two conditions, you don't need any pairwise comparisons because the omnibus F is sufficient. That's not intended as a trick question. All right? If you don't think about it, it's a trick question. But the reason it's there is so somebody brings you a two-condition design and says, I don't know what kind of pairwise comparisons to use. Because there's all this stuff about LSDs and HSDs. And I'm just, it doesn't matter. You only have two conditions. We're good. If you have more than two conditions, then you're going to need pairwise comparisons. And we'll have that whole discussion about how you pick them and how you make choices. Second, I might instead ask, how many pairwise comparisons are needed to test the research hypothesis? You might not need all possible pairwise comparisons to test a particular research hypothesis. You're going to care as we go. So, example, the short treatment will outperform the control but not do as well as the long treatment. This requires two comparisons, short with control and short with long. There's nothing in this statement that requires the comparison of the long and the control. So pay attention. Two different hooks in this. One, if there's only two conditions, you don't need any pairwise comparisons. And make sure you're paying attention to what question is being asked. How many comparisons are possible versus how many comparisons are needed for the research hypothesis. You have that look on your face.
I do. Well, we keep talking about maximizing data, right? Or
yes.
Maximizing what we have. So, yes, I understand the question, sort of. But why wouldn't we want to do a long treatment versus control treatment?
I'm just saying that if you have that research hypothesis,
yeah,
you might at some point want to have a conversation with the person why they don't have a hypothesis about that comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay. But if somebody brings you this EG and says, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. You need to do these two.
Okay, yeah.
Because remember, the first thing we do is what we were... We politely do what we were asked to do. Then we add value.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. I'm trying to shape how you approach the world. Yeah.